The Joyride.
Now the moment has arrived. Big, big privilege and a great honor to have one of my favorite legends and heroes from South Africa, Mr. John William Smit. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you going?
Fantastic. It's such a huge honor and a privilege to have you on the show, John. Thanks for taking the time and spending some time with us this afternoon.
Pleasure, man. Anytime.
Listen, I've been following your career ever since 1990 when you started at the Durban Crusaders. You moved on to play for the university there, Clermont, Saracens, then the Sharks, and obviously South Africa. And the number one question that's always bugged me is, why is there no H in your surname, John?
Oh, Afrikaans, Engelssprekende Smit.
You know, us in Central South Africa, we only get a few English words per day, so it becomes a little bit tough. Listen, John, you're part of the South African Rugby Legends Association. You guys started way back in 2001. Been running for the last 19 years. I know you guys spent some time in Bloem the other day. Tell us a little bit more about what you guys are busy with at the South African Rugby Legends.
Yeah, I think the SA Rugby Legends was started by the president, current president, Gavin Bridges. You know, I think he had a lot of rugby players coming to him afterwards and sort of not quite sure what to do. And, you know, when the lights go out and the stadium is empty, it's quite a difficult transition. So he started SA Rugby Legends 19 years ago. Basically just as a tool and a team and a family for ex-players to belong to. And it's just evolved into something so much bigger. It currently runs the biggest development program for transforming rugby in this country, taking the game to 30,000 kids a year. And it does that on behalf of SA Rugby as well. So in partnership with SA Rugby. So SA Rugby Legends then throughout this tough time of COVID-19 decided to get together every Sunday and put food parcels together and then that it to two or three charities in the Gauteng region, and then we decided we need to take this sort of national. So, of course, we chose Bloemfontein first, and what a wonderful weekend that was. I managed to catch up with some old teammates and see some of the current squad. And the beautiful thing about this Rugby Unites program, which is what Sol has created over the last few weeks, is that it just brings the current and the ex-players together in the rugby family that just wants to do a little bit of good for the communities that, I guess, made them the players and the home names that they became.
Fantastic. Listen, I know Elton Yankees is part of this as well. You guys teamed up in Bloemfontein.
And from the start.
You guys are challenging other unions as well?
So, yes, the challenge went out from Elton, because Elton was right there from the start. He pioneered this Rugby Unites. And then he challenged Trevor Nyakani from the Bulls and then the Cheetahs. And then this last weekend in Durban, we all went down to Durban and we met with the whole squad of the Sharks and an unbelievable turnout from a Legends point of view, the likes of Gary Tyshon, Mark Andrews, Andre Joubert, Wayne Fivey, John Slade, AJ Fenter, Trevor Holstead, Sean McLeod, and Brad McLeod. I mean, the list just went on. There are probably more ex-players than current players, and it was just the most amazing turnout on the Sunday. So, phenomenal. But yeah, Elton has been there from the forefront and never misses anything.
Listen, how can we as the public get involved at all? Because obviously we're not Springboks. We've never been in the changing room with you guys. But if we want to get involved, is there any way that the public can help out?
Look, we really hope that this Rugby Unites program continues for a long time and into a period where we actually all can congregate in bigger groups than 50. You know, so at the moment it's difficult to actually participate together. The only way really is to, I guess, get onto the SA Rugby Legends page and look for the Rugby Unites format where you can pledge money and that money goes towards the free packs. I mean, Selfie were incredible. I mean, they donated a huge amount of money, which has kept the Rugby Unites program and the ability of us being able to buy all this food for the charities going over the last couple of weeks. So that's really what keeps SALA going is the public participation and corporate sponsorship. And, we've been fortunate that we've had a lot of both.
John Smit, thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon, and thank you for reaching out with this challenge. And we want to challenge you this afternoon. We've got a game that we play every afternoon called the Time Trap. And I've spoken to the bosses, and they say if you can get 10 questions correct, we can also give you $1,000, which is what we give anyone else who gets to 10 questions. How does that sound?
Sounds good, but I think that $1,000 is going to go straight to this Rugby Unites program to buy extra few parcels.
I think that'll be fantastic. So to warm you up, I'm just going to ask you a few general questions just so you can warm up your brain, and then we're going to play one song, and then we'll see if we can get to the time trap. Is that fine?
All right,
so here we go. What sport would you play if you could play any other sport?
Tennis.
Tennis. Yeah, I know you're a Federer fan, eh? Ford Mustang or Ferrari 458?
Whoa, what kind of Mustang? Because that's a long list of Mustangs.
Let's say Eleanor, eh?
Okay, Eleanor is, there's no contest. But that would be the only Mustang that I'll choose over a 458. A genuine Eleanor GT500 all day long over a 458.
Fantastic. And last question. If you could be a band member in any band, which band would it be and what instrument would you play? What instrument would you play?
You two, and I play the drums.
Fantastic. Make some noise. John Smith, legendary Springbok captain. After the break, we are going to play the time trap. John, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, we got to find a letter from the alphabet first and then see what letter you get to play with.
Give it to me. I'm not sure there's any preferential treatment there.
Let's see. The letter you'll be playing with today is the letter R. Hey, isn't that a coincidence? For rugby. I love it. I'm going to ask you your first question and then your time will start. Are you ready, sir?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Let's go. Name a rugby team.
The Rebels.
A drink.
Rum.
A fruit.
Raspberry.
A coach.
Rudolph Chabert. Rudolph Charlie.
A pizza topping.
Rosemary.
A rugby player.
Rudy Carl.
A girl's name.
Roxanne.
A rugby term.
Ruck.
Tennis player.
Roger Federer.
A town.
Rustenburg.
A movie.
Reservoir Dogs.
Ah, and you've already got 11. That means you are a genius, Mr. John William Smith. Give yourself a round of applause. Well done, eh?
Thank you.
That means we can send you $1,000. There's only one more thing that you got to do for us, John, if you don't mind. It is Wednesday, and it is Small Saturday. So if you can just, with your most exuberant voice, just shout, Dis Klein Saterdag, if you can do that for us, please.
Dis Klein Saterdag.
Yes, please. John Smith, thank you so much for chatting to us. And once again, if people want to get involved in the SA Rugby Legends Association, give us that website address again, please.
It's pretty easy. All you got to do is Google onto SA Rugby Legends and it'll pop straight up.
All the best. Keep well and keep safe, eh?
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.
The Joyride with Nico, Miga, and Aaron Matamola on OFM.